Fire, what are you saying?
Yes, fire, can you give thanks to life? It's been a while.
It's been a while. We are here again, Bald Head and the Dread podcast, right? Respect to everyone. New look. We are here. We're here in person, too.
So people in my ball for that for a while. Too,
no, so. Serious thing. Farai, what were we reasoning about today?
Well, today we are reasoning about student loans. I mean, no, so student loans is a major topic amongst a whole heap of people. We've seen it in the media of recent for a very specific reason. And plus, we know so it's causing a whole heap of depression and anxiety across a whole heap of different stratospheres. Too, so we really want to delve into the whole concept of student loan and the effect we see it have on a whole heap of people. Too, you know?
It seemed like October 1st was the day of judgment. You know, because people went, I guess, almost 3 years without paying student loans, and now it's coming back. I think the issue we have here, obviously, we have inflation, and now you have a student loan, which is an extra bill. Before we get into the thing, we want to give you a brief little history. I had to make sure I wrote it down so I don't tell you the wrong information. Sure. But federal student loans were first offered in 1958, National Defense Education Act, right? But it wasn't available to everyone. Seems like it was only available to like engineers, scientists, and people in the education field. I think the problem arose now when it became. No, it's not funny. I think the problem arose when it became available to everyone, and also you started to have that kind of gap between how much college costs and how much you were able to earn, and now people in serious problems, you know. And as a country, I think it's like 13%. The entire country have student loans.
That's crazy. You know? That crazy to me is still enough for you, because if we think about it, student loan is, all right, the way how me see it is almost like the major things we have to accomplish in life. There is no way that majority of the population can get to any of these things by having cash. So they have to do that on a credit basis.
Yeah.
So it's almost, and if you think about those things that in life where you have to get to seem like you're successful or to achieve in order to be comfortable or at least comfortable to the minimal aspect, you're going to need a car. Most times you have to get a loan. In order to get a car, you're going to need a house. You have to get a loan to get a house. And any other things where you have to get in between that, more than likely you're going to need a loan if you can get to that. So the very basis of getting these things require an education. So the fact that you have to get a loan in order to be able to even access things that make you successful or seem successful.
A red flag.
The red flag, a loan. So you have to get a loan in order to get a loan. So you get a loan to get an education. Majority of the population have to get a student loan. And then once you get that loan, you have to face that big burden at the beginning only to maintain a next burden, which is a mortgage. A mortgage for the most part, you have different 15-year fix and all of these different things. But the majority, the average person I go for a mortgage, it's going to be a 30-year fix mortgage. See, when you think about college, the college loan them for the most part, the average loan I go span from between 10 to 20 years. If that, it probably go longer for most people. And so imagine now you get to that level where you get a mortgage. You get to that level where you still have to pay a student loan. Plus every other thing will come in between that for life purpose. So it's almost like you're indebted to the system just because you want to strive in a particular way. And I feel like that in itself, even beyond unfair, it's almost like the system wants you to have that anxiety.
Farai, it's unethical, yeah? When you really break it down, because, all right, when you first go on the campus, right?
Yeah.
The fact that they have credit card companies there. I didn't even know what to say, Fire. You get what I'm saying? The fact that they have credit cards companies there is a problem. Because you don't know nothing about no credit card. And we even get to the student loan yet. So you get the credit card, I think the first one's like $1,000 or $2,000. And you think it's free money. You don't understand the concept.
Yeah.
So that exposes you to that debt life. Then when we get to the student loan now, I just think that I believe, and I don't know how accurate it is, but I believe you usually get about 6 to 9 months before you start paying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that after employment or is that after graduation? That's the part I'm not clear on in regards to when you have to. I think it's just after graduation.
Yeah, that's crazy,
right? Because who's to say you're going to get a job? I was reading an article and they brought up a great point in regards to how the student loan pushes people to do things that really stunts their growth, and it makes sense. Because if you're in a particular, it doesn't give you time to develop your craft mm-hmm. when you have to pay these bills. And a lot of people find themselves, we know already, majority of people who get jobs, that job doesn't correlate with their degree. Mm-hmm. But I think when you have that high debt there, you're forced even more to do it. You get what I'm saying? That puts you in a tricky situation now because you can't really go through the process of growth and developing a particular craft because you have to provide for yourself. You need lodging. You need to eat. You need a car depending on where you are. You need some form of travel. You need the health insurance. If you have kids and now you have the student loan. I know the payment is different in regards to like some does 10%, some does based on your income. But if you're already struggling hand to mouth, it's very hard for you to make that payment. And this is the part for, to me, that gets very cold, is when you default on the loan. This is crazy. For people that don't understand, basically, depending on what type of loan you have, sometimes they give you like 90 days or a certain amount of time without paying. The whole loan becomes available, and I think interest, the interest hits up. So if I can't make a $300 payment, right? How am I going to be responsible for $72,000, $100,000, $150,000? Yeah. It's a hustle. That's why I say it's a crime. It's unethical because they're setting you up for failure. Because you have to factor in, will a person have consistent employment? Mm-hmm. And even if they do, all the other things that's going to come up in life that takes away from them making that payment.
Even it's tricky, though. Yeah, I know. It's like them really set you up for tuna because, you know, when you think about student loan, all of these things, when giving you the loan, them tell you, them account for all of these things, you know. And you know why them, you know how them do that. So, example, if for the semester you need $10,000, them will send it 20.
Yeah.
That's the way how them do it. So them send it 20, and them tell you, them even give you a note to tell you, so, okay, this is for the school fee, but we know you need books. We know you need supplies. We know there's a travel expense that come with the whole thing. We know you have to have food. So you can reach a school. So it's almost like them lower you in and drag you towards getting more money. When you in that particular time, just thinking short term, and you're not thinking short term for your selfish reason, you know. Yeah. Maybe it's selfish to an extent, like, cause you want your education, you want to make sure so you're comfortable within that time. But it's not selfish in a bad way. Because remember, you say you have tried your education, you want to do it to as much comfort as possible so you can breeze through it. If it's a 4-year you're supposed to do a school, you're supposed to do a 4-year comfortable. And then maybe that 20,000 we're using now, we say, okay, we can take care of all of this, man, I have to worry about it. But you're not worrying about it at that particular time, it catch up back to your life, and them know that. So it's almost like them lowering. Because, you know, see, one thing where people feel for remembering is that we live in a capitalistic society. There is no capitalistic society we can strive without debt.
Yeah.
And that are one of the major forms of debt. Besides mortgage, which we already mentioned earlier, that are one of the major forms of debt. And why you go hold somebody towards debt when you're telling them that this is something that they need? This is required for you to even have a chance within the system. And even when you get it, you still don't have that much of a chance, but yet still you're obligated to this particular debt. So it almost, the system is criminal.
It's criminal, and the schools don't get enough blame too, because mm-hmm. in regards to anyone, listen, I'm gonna look in the camera and say this. Anyone speak to a person who works at a school fight? They don't make no bread, you know, a professor.
None.
So where is this money going? Especially if you're at a school that generates money from athletics and tuition. No, seriously. So it's not like the teacher making $150,000, $200,000. Mm-hmm. Teaching themselves are struggling, and they have to do all these things outside of school for their basic survival. So if I'm paying for this, there's another aspect too that's a hustle fight, these books.
Mm-hmm.
Books are crazy.
Yeah, man, that's a joke thing.
I remember I took a class, Give Thanks. I didn't have to pay for books because I had the scholarship, right? Mm-hmm. But I remember I had a teacher, her book, right? We must have read three pages out of that book. And even I was younger, I'd say, yo, this don't make no sense. Because if a person has to buy this book for 3 pages, you hustling, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You're generally hustling because you could print that and give it to us. Why does a person have to buy the book? And why are college books so expensive? That's the thing. Yeah. They're so expensive for what? The housing, the food, a lot of food on campuses. Because campus food not cheap for the most part.
Not at all.
But I don't want to stray from the argument. I just want to acknowledge that college plays a big role in what's going on, right? But I really want to get into right now the whole depression vibe. There was a recent study, right? So it's saying like, and I know the sample size wasn't the greatest. It was like 2,000 Americans between age 18 and 67. But they're saying 56 said depression. Their student loans causes depression, sleepless nights, and anxiety. Some were to the point where they said they were suicidal. But Faye, I see why. You get what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Because not only that you have the debt, but we have inflation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next. Faye, I bought some berries the other day. I had to go look to make sure I ain't like hit the, you know, sometimes you hit it twice. Mm-hmm. I had to go make sure I hit the thing twice for the little blackberries. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I will say this. I know people had a break, and most people, they took this break to use the money for other things. It's not like they prepared for it. But the fact that they have to pay their student loans again is going to be a serious problem for a lot of people. Because they're already struggling financially. Things are very expensive. We spoke about rent previously. Rent mm-hmm. crazy.
You know the sickest thing, all right? We think about it from a direct mathematical perspective. Because people might even not hear where I talk about the student loan thing and them not. Who don't have it? Because you know, majority of people
don't have it. Yeah.
Majority of people, if them don't have it, them have a family member who have
sure.
it. So them know the burden where it comes with. But if you think about it, like from a mathematical perspective, say the average person in America, student loan comes to around 34,000. What 34,000 a student loan? If you have a 30,000 student loan, and you have a 10-year span to pay that back, it's going to cost you about 900 and something per month. So if you think about 900 and something per month, you know how much money you have to make for constantly have a 900 and add payment
outside of your
per
regular
bill. Outside, all right, that's the point. Outside of the regular bill, consistently.
And let's be honest too. A lot of people have basic credit card debt that they're struggling. That they're making the minimum. This is a cool society we live in. They're making the minimum payment on their credit card debt because nothing is there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how my man want hype up when he outside. Nothing is there at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of unrealistic to consistently play the student loan. One thing I want to bring up, Farai, right? A lot of people say the college degree is not worth it anymore, right? And I disagree with that argument. What do you think, before I say what I'm going to say, do you feel people still should pursue a college degree?
Yeah, all right. So I think there's a next podcast so we have to do and reason about this particular topic because yeah. I think a college degree is very much worth it. And it might sound too vague. I think that's such a vague question and that you can't just get one response. The reason why I say that is I think the focus needs to be on different majors. So the majors what we're doing right now in college, we need to focus on majors where we are getting to the whole concept of AI. Machine learning, different type of data models, statistical analysis, all of these different fields, I would say, needed much. So if you realize that these industries are booming right now,
yeah.
So if you go to school and you go at least incur a particular debt, which you know student loan is there, you need to ensure that the major where you are take on, it can benefit in
heightens
the long
the probability
run.
Of
heightens the probability, that's the key
to
word.
To deal with this loan. Because your earning potential and the loan are just so topsy-turvy, I think, with these industries people are getting into. That's the big
no
thing,
disrespect,
right?
Like
no disrespect to
the
arts.
Psychology major and all of these different things. Yeah. But most of the time, the business admin, most of the time, these things can't carry over the world because it's so crowded, so saturated, that
it's
moment.
Not, you don't make enough money.
It's not feasible.
You know? I'm in the same vein. I think that depending on the person now, some people, because what happens is a person who's self-driven or whatever say, oh, people don't need to go to school. And it's like, you're a unique person, and most people don't have that characteristic, that work ethic, that focus.
One size fits all in our
That's why I really dislike that argument. But for the average person to get your foot in the door, yes, you may not do what your degree is for the rest of your life, but that is the tool within this environment to get your foot in the door. And if you can hustle properly in college in regards to networking,
because
I've met my wife in college, I met my best friends in college, and the environment that I grew in, I would have never met the type of person that I met at college.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the reality of it.
So the system set it
too. You know what I'm saying? So I think being strategic with college, and also on another note, you got to take care of business in high school to put yourself in a position where you have to pay a minimal amount for college. I think that's not the conversation we're having in regards to that accountability during high school to do as best as you can to get as much money as you can. Because you should, you shouldn't be in a position where you're taking out full tuition on loans.
Mm-hmm. That it bring a full important conversation too, because when it comes to the concept of family planning,
yeah,
I think it's something we really need to dig into. Like, for instance, we have the whole there's two sides to it, right? So there's one thing I want to mention, things like college plan.
Yeah.
So you know, so, all right, set a college plan. You have a child. Once your child reach 18 or age or 20, that will become accessible. And you know, if you pass on before that, it's still like an insurance, right? Yeah. So at least you lay a particular type of foundation. But you see the downside to that, which me really find very interesting, is that, say you have to take a college plan that is $20,000.
Yeah.
That $20,000 today, with the inflation we mentioned, what will that be towards a college fee? So yeah, how much? It does make a difference.
Yeah.
So at least you don't have to take a 100% loan. So that is the upside to it. But the downside is that the inflation that is incurred upon these things, what is $20,000 18 years from now?
Yeah, yeah.
There'll be nothing at all the way the society moving. So it's like six or one half dozen of the other two.
True. Yeah. And there's one more criminal act I want to bring up that the colleges do for. And I heard a couple of people with this. When people drop their classes, they try to get a runaround on the refund.
Big time.
Even if you drop the class prior to the deadline.
Prior. Yeah.
That's the hustle they're doing right
75%
now.
75% refund first.
And for parents out there pressuring your kids to go to school, another thing too is that a lot of kids feel pressure to go to school. Yeah. I've seen it firsthand teaching, right? They take out the loan, they drop out within 2 weeks or a month. You're still responsible for that first semester alone.
Mm-hmm.
So make a proper decision in regards to what you want to do.
Yeah.
If you don't want to go, just don't go. It doesn't make sense for you to have a $15,000 loan and you have nothing to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go there and you don't like it, that's a different thing. But some people know it already, but they just feel that pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an acceptance, you know?
I feel like the way the system set, I feel like right now the perfect time for most people start to have a mental revolution. A mental revolution is necessary right now to the system set the thing, because if we really want to advance, we have to start shape our mind to a particular thing. Because it as we said, criminal from the get-go, and me personally feel like if education is so important and we really need education for advance society, then it's supposed to be free. But me get the whole concept that education is to maintain the status quo.
Weed
out these particular people and then bring up your particular group where you want to maintain that type of power structure we have. So I get the whole concept of that. But if idealistically, from a utopic perspective, if education is supposed to uplift society, then it can't be such a major burden. And we know the biggest burdens them in this society is anything financial. So...
Oh, I just want to give, these are four basic hustles. It's nothing great, but I know people do the public service loan forgiveness. You know, look into this loan forgiveness, right? It's always jobs. It's like very rough jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Social work, rough job, right? Teacher loan forgiveness. I see a lot of people do that. Income-driven repayment and total and permanent disability discharge, which you don't want. If you do get it, you get it. But that's nothing, something you should aspire for. But everyone out there, we do... encourage you, if possible. Sometimes there's just nothing there, but there is something there. You may want to tone it down on the spending. You get what I'm saying? And reevaluate your budget to make sure that you're taking care of the student loan, because the last thing you want to do is default. Because when that interest hit it, fire get out of hand. And they siphon out your stuff too, by the way. They'll siphon your taxes and other things if you're not paying that student loan.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if the private is siphoning it, but I know definitely for the federal. The interest will get crazy on the private, but the federal, I know they will start siphoning stuff.
Well,
which don't make no sense too far, because if you are struggling financially, right? Yeah, you know, these people are crazy. It's like, by doing this, they just want to make sure you can't pay it.
Yeah, it's
you know? Because the coldest thing I've seen is a man with a bachelor's, not a master's, that's like 17 years removed from school, still paying student loan.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy
cold as ice, yeah.
And them can't help it.
Can't do nothing.
Can't help it. No matter how progressive majority of people yeah. really feel them is, they can't help it at all. And the next thing that comes to my mind, when it comes to student loan, And it comes to filing for taxes on a yearly basis. Isn't it classified as income?
I'm not sure about that. So it is.
It probably sure classified as income, you know, so yeah. That in itself is even a next problem. So you see how tied up them really want to tie up. So it's like you're making an income from something where that's making you become indebted.
Yeah, it's a loan.
Yeah, it's a loan, so you see.
Yeah. Now, so the thing
that's set, scam, you know?
Nah, big time, you know? But so the thing said, we give thanks for everyone tuning in, you know, until next time.
Yeah, that's right.